New details from when Afghan refugees stayed at Quantico. I'm Matt Small.
This is WTOP, your source for today's top news, traffic and weather. Always connected and constantly updated. In your car, at home, at work, and on the go. WTOP. Never miss a moment.
We're learning more about what life was like for the thousands of Afghan evacuees during their stay at Marine Corps Base Quantico last year.
Nearly 5,000 Afghans who flew to Dulles Airport after being evacuated from their country when the Taliban took control there last summer were divided into three camps once they were housed at Quantico. All had temperature-controlled quarters. Some were freestanding structures. Others, general-purpose tents, plus a worship tent with weekly visits from local religious leaders. English and hygiene were among the classes offered to all, according to an Inspector General's audit, which pegged costs at nearly $188.5 million. Matt Small, WTOP News.
The last of the refugees left Quantico back nearly 4 weeks ago. Marine Corps Base Quantico welcomed thousands of Afghan refugees last year, and we're learning more now about what they experienced there.
All the nearly 5,000 refugees were divided among three camps there, each one with temperature-controlled quarters. Some were freestanding structures, others general-purpose tents, plus a worship tent with weekly visits from local religious leaders. English and hygiene were among the classes offered to all, plus recreational activities like movie nights and soccer tournaments, according to an Inspector General's audit, which said the mission cost nearly $188.5 million. The last of the refugees left Quantico back on December 22nd. Matt Small, WTOP News.